name is Kezia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Jerry H. Vornholt, K-E-R-R-Y, middle initial H, last name V-O-R-N-H-O-L-T. This patient was referred by Sally Oliver, APRN, for CKD3B evaluation. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Upon review of the medical records, the patient's kidney functions have remained stable based on the provided labs, with most recent BUN of 29 from 23, creatinine of 1.6 from 1.7, and eGFR of 42 from 38. Unfortunately, we do not have any urinalysis to detect activity in the urinary sediments or proteinuria. Period. The electrolytes have remained stable. Period. This CKD could be multifactorial in nature and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. However, cardiorenal syndrome secondary to coronary artery disease status quo stents could also play a role. Period. The most recent kidney ultrasound provided, 17, shows medical renal disease with left renal cyst. And right renal lobulated with increased parenchymal, P-A-R-E-N-C-H-Y-M-A-L, echogenicity with prominent renal pyramids, period. We will repeat the renal ultrasound to compare with the previous one. We will also order post-void pelvic ultrasound and PSA to evaluate the urinary bladder and prostate to rule out incomplete bladder emptying or obstructive uropathy. Period. The patient does report occasional frequency at night with nocturia of 1 to 2 times a night. However, he denies any dysuria, urgency, or incomplete feeling of bladder emptying, period. He has been hypertensive since 2005. However, his blood pressure is very well managed. He denies any urinary symptoms or complaints related to the kidneys. His most recent echocardiogram dated 3/16/2 revealed an EF of 55% to 60% with mild tricuspid regurgitation, period. When compared to the previous echocardiogram dated 3/21/18, there was no significant change, period. Number two, back to number one. We emphasize the importance of adopting a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, as well as a decreased sodium intake of 2 grams in 24 hours and fluid restriction of no more than 60 ounces in 24 hours for optimal kidney and overall health. Period. We also recommend a decreased protein intake of 65 grams in, or less in 24 hours. The patient has a history of hyperuricemia with uric acid level of 7.2. We discussed the importance of decreased purine, P-U-R-I-N-E, rich foods in the diet and provided him with written education, period. He verbalizes understanding. Number two, arterial hypertension, which has remained stable with blood pressure of 124 over 70. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is managed with simvastatin, 20 milligrams. Next line, hypothyroidism, which is managed with levothyroxine, 25 micrograms daily. Next line, coronary artery disease status post-stent, which is managed by his cardiologist. Next line, peripheral vascular disease. Next line, idiopathic neuropathy. Next line, chronic back pain and left knee pain, which is managed by his primary care provider. Next line, osteopenia, which is managed with calcium citrate and vitamin C supplementations, as well as vitamin D supplementation. This is related to his chronic use of prednisone, 10 milligrams for generalized pruritus, P-R-U-R-I-T-I-S, and occasional rash, period. We emphasize the importance of, we emphasize our thoughts on decreasing the prednisone dosage to 5 milligrams due to the potential complications that may ensue, ENSUE, as a result of the prednisone. The patient follows with the provider Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, dermatologist, and goes to the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville to see the dermatologist and endocrinologist there for management of the itchiness and rash. Next line, glaucoma, which is managed by his ophthalmologist. Next line, we reviewed all of the medication list and advised the patient to avoid nephrotoxic regimens such as Nexium to prevent further deterioration of the kidneys. Since it is a nephrotoxic agent, period, the patient states he only takes it as needed and very rarely. He also takes Pepcid, period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with lab work and the renal and post-void pelvic ultrasound. Next line. We spent 10 minutes discussing the we spent 10 minutes reviewing the medical records and interpreting the lab work, 20 minutes discussing the findings, performing PE/ROS, and going over the recommendations, plans, and education. And 10 minutes on documentation. End